Like, I can say a
ton. Oh, no, that's where you're going to end it. We're just like...
I could very well end it right there. I can say a lot of bad stuff about you, but you strike me as a very fun person. All the time. Like, all the time.
Thanks.
I don't know if that's a big compliment. I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, it's not a terrible one.
Like, when you tell me you don't wear, like, white socks, uh-huh. That makes total sense. You probably have, like, anchors and shit on your socks.
I do have, one that's, like, all pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. See, that's fun. That's a fun sock. do you have the emails and whatnot? Oh, I guess we're on. We're already recording. God damn it, I'm tired. Yeah, we're recording. Fuck it, I don't care anymore. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Happy New Year. This is first session of the new year. First time we've been together in about 3 weeks. You say it's been long enough for me to grow a full beard. I don't feel...
I mean, you had some stubble last time we saw you. I think
I had more than stubble because it's been 3 weeks.
Okay.
I can't grow a beard in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you can, man. You're good. It's solid.
Well,
how was your Christmas and New Year's?
You saved my Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me explain to these assholes. So after...
That was the last time we saw each other, yeah.
Here's what happens when you have a child.
Uh-huh.
You work your ass off all year long to buy her these Christmas presents, to give her everything she wants and more. And the second she's done opening all of her gifts, she will say, "Can you get me a basketball? Because I want a basketball. Fuck these things you just gave me. I would like a basketball." And then when you explain to her, you know, with common sense, "Well, it's Christmas. I can't really go buy a basketball right now. And since you kind of didn't mention anything about a basketball until this time, right now, this minute, maybe we should wait until tomorrow." And then she put the sad face on.
Oh, wow. You're getting ready to ruin Christmas.
So I started bothering everyone I know on Christmas saying, "Hey, can I borrow a basketball?" And then you came through. Out of all people, I didn't expect you to have... First of all, I didn't expect... Listen, you won't get back to my text message within 8 hours on a regular day. Yeah. It's Christmas, and I figure I'll text him, but it's Christmas. It's him. He's not going to get back to me. And if he did, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's got a basketball laying around.
We have a hoop at the park. So.
Well, you did. You saved the day. But then she completely flipped out and started crying at the park.
Why?
Because my dad beat her at horse. So she just lost her fucking mind, threw the ball.
She thinks she was just going to be instantly good at this?
She threw the ball into the sky and ran. And I'm just sitting there, and here's what a good grandpa does. He looks at me and says, "Well, do you guys want to ride home, or..." And then he just walks away, drives away. And so now I'm sitting, holding your fucking basketball in a basketball court by myself. My father's driving away. My daughter's crying, running that way. And I pray for summer. I pray for summer, because I can't take this shit anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So how was your Christmas?
It was great. The reason I got back to you right away, did nothing. It was the best nothing I could ever do. Ever done. It was the best nothing I've ever done, and the best I could ever do.
Well, I'm happy. And you got to see me on Christmas. Yeah, got to see you. Little treat. Little Christmas treat, right? They say Christmas miracles don't happen, but...
Yep.
I got the basketball, you got me. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
What a trade.
Is it not a trade? Okay, let's put it this way. Uh-huh. Between me and the basketball, what do you get more use out of?
More you? Like, I don't feel I use you. Come on, man.
I feel you use
me.
You
use you? All right.
I feel
I do. I do interact with you more than I do that basketball.
Right.
That's not even my basketball. That's my little sister's basketball. She had to pull it out of her closet.
Oh. Well, then I guess I take back all of that. I'm going to hit you with a big fuck you. Thanks for nothing. And next time I see your sister, which is probably hopefully... Well,
I wasn't like, "Hey, Gary needs to borrow your basketball."
Well, you stole it.
I was like, "Hey, where's that basketball at?" "Oh, it's right there. Gary's going to borrow it." She's like, "All right."
I could have gave her one of those. A little, "Hey, how are you?"
"Hey, how are you?
Thanks for the ball." Although, to be fair, neither one of you seem like you play basketball.
She plays more than I do.
Oh, but wait a minute. I've seen her wear a basketball-themed hat.
The Spurs? That's her favorite team because of the hat. We went to the hat
store.
Wait,
she got hat first?
Yes. We were at Lids, the hat store. Mm-hmm. And they're at all, like, in the San Antonio Spurs, the colors are very nice. Like,
gray and black?
Gray, black, and then a lot of turquoise and, like, southern, designs and stuff on it. It's really nice.
Okay.
She really liked it.
I don't understand why it's turquoise. Where's the turquoise coming from?
There's a turquoise in there on, like, their, like, some, It's not a weird color. Turquoise was in it. I know it's in the hat she has
I've
now.
I've seen her in the hat. Yeah. Anyway.
It's like an alternative color they have. Like, it was like crazy colors
I was going to say that's kind of a dumb way to choose a team, but that's basically how my team. When I was a kid, I was rooting for blue jerseys. I didn't really give a shit. Which is why when I was like 8, someone gave me a Cowboys t-shirt, and I was like, oh, well, it's blue.
All the way growing up, like, people give you different team shirts, like, that's their team. Like, you get Raiders and Cowboys and Niners or whatever around here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a Vikings fan now because, so, I was working with my uncle when I was, like, an 8th grade or so. It was 1998. I don't know where. Yeah, I was in 8th grade. And
there's no way for me to check this out.
They
he went to me for confirmation. Like, yeah.
So my uncle paid me like just helping him around, like, you know, just like bullshit grunt work, like gopher basically. Mm-hmm. So he gave me like $40 or something. And then my mom, we went to the store, and I really wanted a jersey, which was $80. Mom's gonna put in the rest for me. Go to JCPenney. The only, like, I played lineman in middle school. The only lineman they had was John Randall for the Minnesota Vikings. So it was a jersey I got, and since then been a Vikings fan.
I just want to point out. I mean, listen, it's a new year, and one of my resolutions, honestly, has been to give you less shit.
Okay.
But to be fair, you've made several jokes about how old I am, and what a spring chicken you are.
Yes.
When you were in the 8th grade, I was a sophomore in high school.
Oh my God, how old are you?
Two years older. That's the answer to your question. Jesus. I swear, I hope you...
So old, man.
I hope,
like,
you die first. Honestly, we
both have pretty good beards going on. What color is yours?
I've got some patches of gray. I've got some patches
of gray. A lot of gray.
Well, why'd you have to...
How much gray's on mine?
None, yeah.
Exactly!
I also don't know how much Just for Men you happen to apply to that beard. By the way...
Zero.
My brother's
first of all, look at all the different colors the beard is.
My brother's a dickhead. I'm gonna go through his fucking trash.
Uh-huh.
Last time I saw him, actually every time I see him, he comments on my gray hair.
For sure he uses, like, Just for Men, you think?
Well, here's the thing. The hair's getting darker. Like, I've never spotted a gray hair on his head.
Yeah.
However... It's noticeably darker than it was last
time I
saw him.
They ran out of, like, the shade he usually gets.
And listen, if you want to dye your hair, live the lie, I'm fine with that. But don't make fun of me for my gray hair. Just because I'm comfortable with myself.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to be a pain in the ass to dye the hair.
Honestly. All the time, yeah.
I dyed my hair one time. One time in high school. And it was a lot of work, and I still fucked it up.
I've never... ever dyed my hair or, like, had fun with it, like, put in, like, highlights or anything like that? Nothing.
It seems like it's a lot of, like you comment on me having a beard. You mm-hmm. want to know why? I haven't shaved in a month. That's why. I'm just depressed and bored, and I'm honestly, I do want to get it to the point where people start asking if I'm okay. like you can have a beard. But then at some point, if a guy who normally doesn't really have a beard, because I don't know, I'm not a beard guy. I'm a don't shave for a couple of weeks guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get, but if I show up to, like, next Christmas and I look like ZZ Top, people are gonna start.
Hey, okay.
Look, but they won't. They'll say, is he doing okay?
I got a couple are you okay text messages after some Facebook posts,
mm-hmm.
which is I appreciate, but at the same time, like, nah, my.
I
like my memes. I don't think they're too dark.
Every time I read, I play a game with myself.
Yeah.
Which is, I will look at a Facebook post
mm-hmm.
and then guess which of my friends left that post. And there's like 3 people. You are one of those 3 where I know immediately. I don't even have to. And then it makes me ask myself, why do we even have Facebook? I know what's on your fucking mind. I know who's writing these things without even knowing. And then every once in a while, you'll pop up with one that fucking gets me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Which one?
Like, who blew Jinx? I don't know. something good happened to him today.
Where I'm feeling pretty good? It just happens. Comes and goes.
Okay. You want to do... by the way, before we start the show, one more week, if you want to give us a review on iTunes... So we can pick a winner and send you a fucking t-shirt. We've got like 10, I think, 10 new ones or something.
Okay,
so,
perfect.
Yeah, so thanks for that. And we'll read them next week, and we will randomly pick one, and someone's going to get a t-shirt. I hope it's someone that lives down the street from me, so I can just hand it to them instead of shipping it to them.
I've been selling a ton of toys, so my room is like looks like a fucking shipping depot. I've got boxes and bubble wrap everywhere.
But you've got, it's like, ridiculous. You've got toys to spare. I've been ton, into like, your
I, I like been selling like 4 or 5 toys a week, and it hasn't even made a dent. Mm-mm.
Yeah, your life's not going well. All right, but, we're going to start the show.
I know. Nobody knows better than me that it is not going well.
We're
going
to start the show like we start every show, which is some Yahoo Answers. I don't know why in my head I feel like we have new listeners just because it's a new year, but that's probably not true. We probably have less than we had last year. Some probably dropped off.
All right. Yeah. We'll get some more.
Yeah, we'll pick them up.
Here comes fucking skywriting banner. Really, really going to come through.
Honestly, every time I try and put effort into getting listeners for any of these fucking shows we've done, it results in us losing listeners. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do what is proven to work, which is barely show up to this thing, do not give a fuck, and then be surprised when iTunes features us, like last time. That's what happened the first time.
Yeah.
I stopped giving a shit. Didn't want to do this fucking thing anymore. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, iTunes was like, hey, here's a podcast. And then all of a sudden, we get listeners. Then I cared because of that. People drop off. So guess what? Listener drop.
I got a postcard yesterday that says, caring gets you nothing.
It really doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I can't think of one off the top of my head that it gets really you. Good. All right, Yahoo Answers. Are you ready for these?
Yes.
I tried to find some stupid ones. So here we go. First one. Will my car insurance raise my rates if they find out I'm fat?
No.
I mean, that sounds like there's a joke in here somewhere. Like,
there's not a joke, but I do have a story.
No, but I mean, like, if you wanted to insult someone,
yeah,
you're so fat, your car insurance raised your premium. That's kind of a joke. You'd have to be, like, not fat, the fattest. You would have to be literally the fattest person to drive a car.
Yeah, like, and I don't see a scenario in which a car insurance is like, oh, we're not gonna.
When would they find out?
Yeah, exactly. You can do it online. You don't have to worry about it.
I've never met Jacob.
Here's
the last guy I talked to about insurance on this car.
Here's what I did do.
Uh-oh.
I got a loan a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they offer you, like, insurances on this loan, which I got a couple of, which was, like, because it's, like, $2 a month to get, like, unemployment insurance. If you lose your job, they'll make your loan payments, which I'm always precarious on my job. There's a life insurance policy on this. So uh-huh. If I die, it's just taken care of. Thanks. Appreciate that. It's $1.30 or whatever the fuck a month. I'll take it.
Oh.
I don't want to burden
this.
Wait, $1.30? Something ridiculously low.
I have life insurance too.
Uh-huh.
And that's the hardest bill to pay. It comes to the mail and I'm like,
mm-hmm. This is just so that, like, if I die, it's taken care of. I don't have to worry about anybody, this bill showing up to anybody's thing.
Well, I told you about, I don't know if I told you this, but my mom was paying for, like, a life insurance policy on me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out about this a couple of years ago, I was like, you were wasting money. Why are you paying for this? And she's like, in case something happens, I want to be able to take care. On what planet are you fucking outliving me?
Yeah.
You're an old woman who is ill. You are ill. The only way you think this makes sense is if you are planning something right now. Stop paying this. But she refused to stop paying. So I'm like, now I'm suspicious of this old woman. I was like, there's no way. There's no way you're outliving me.
I don't like you not being able to have a say in who has life insurance out on you.
Yeah, plus I got
if somebody has life insurance out on you, so they've got to come to you and go, hey, is this okay?
Yeah.
It should not be able, shouldn't be able to have a...
How does that, listen, I don't have life insurance. Well, I
guess. How does that work with what?
I was trying to say, like with a child. Like,
if you have a child, but once you're 18.
Yeah, how does that work?
You call that kid and you're like, hey, look, they've got this life insurance policy on you. You can have this. We'll roll it over to you, but you have to take over the payments if you want this.
We should.
If not,
you know, I hereby leave the podcast to you.
Thank you.
Should I go? You'd have to host it with my mom because apparently she's taking over.
She'll probably influx some money from your life insurance coming in.
So anyway,
I had to get the life insurance. So I got the life insurance policy, mm-hmm. And you have to fill out this little form, your height and weight. 2 weeks later, I get a letter in the mail saying they've canceled that life insurance policy because that was too great a risk.
Because you're so tall?
No, because I'm so fat.
Of course!
Yes.
Why would it be tall?
There's a lot of danger being tall.
Do you? How many ceiling fans?
Yes,
do you own?
Exactly.
Are you tall enough to have that come up where you have to be aware of ceiling ornaments?
Well, ceiling fans, ornaments, a lot of people, like, in their dining rooms, they have their,
like a chandelier.
Yeah, chandelier, thing. Really low. Like, I can clean the inside of mm-hmm. it. Like, it's ridiculous.
You know, I used to think that I was too short. Like, uh-huh. I was kind of hung up on it for a little while about mm-hmm. being short. Because, when I was a kid, I was, like, I got that growth spurt, like, in sixth grade when I was this tall.
Yeah.
I was 5'8", in the sixth grade. That's a huge person. But then that was it. I never grew another inch, right? So I thought I was too short. But as I get older, I realize, like, no one wants to be tall as fuck. You can't enjoy your life. You can't. How are you on a roller coaster, Jinx? Is that comfortable for you?
I don't think so. No.
And then, like, midget people, right? That's we know from episode one, they've got X-ray vision, but they can't, you know, they can't get on rides.
Yeah.
Me, I'm compact, right? I can fit. I can reach on the top shelf, but I can also fit comfortably in a plane or train or an automobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid. Yeah, I've got, like, being 6'3 sucks.
I think you're on the cusp.
No, that's fine.
You're on the cusp of, like, another inch, and I think your life would suck.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I don't know, you couldn't find spaces to put your big ass, right?
Pants alone are tough, like, finding a length. It's ridiculous.
Oh, well.
When you wear the waist I do, apparently they think you have to be short. They're never, like, the length I need.
Well, I go to try to find pants, and apparently all clothing companies, they don't believe that short people can be fat. So it's like, oh, would you like these pants? They'll fit your big, fat fucking waist comfortably, but you have to, like, roll them up like a, it's fucking...
Like you're goddamn...
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm fat and short. Give me pants that fit me, please.
You're looking for a husky petite.
Like, you can go to big and tall stores.
Uh-huh.
You cannot go to short and fat stores. They do
not.
Yeah, but,
like, even big and tall, it's big or tall, to be honest. Like, there's not, it's not a thing.
I would say that there's more fat tall than thin tall in the world, right? Because thin tall, they're in the NBA.
Yep.
That's pretty much where that's all you go. Okay, so the answer to this question for this dumbass is no.
Nope.
Why would that ever happen? Next question. How can I make money with no job? Well, there's several ways.
Picked the right person to answer this question.
Yeah.
You skipping two?
What?
Two sucks, anyway.
I don't know if we are or not, or maybe I gave them to you out of order.
Okay, go for it.
Thanks for bringing it up.
That was great. Out of order.
Okay, here's how I make money with no job. I yell at people on the internet. That's basically what I do constantly, and that pays the bills so far. I don't want to get graphic. You know that this show's for families.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sucking a dick will get you a couple bucks. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you are. If you suck a dick, you'll get a couple bucks. It's the oldest profession for a reason. It's always been popular. So, yeah, suck a dick. Yell at strangers. I don't know. eBay. I don't understand.
eBay's really, I've been selling shit
I don't
on
understand
eBay like
the
crazy.
People who don't have to have an actual job and just do eBay. It makes my mind hurt. Like,
they
how
come
do you
through,
do
they come to the stores all the time. Like, I hate them.
I see those
they,
fucking
they're
dudes.
There early in the morning. They buy all the exclusive toys and shit, and then they sell them on eBay. They'll buy all of them. And they get all my... And then there's tons of resellers that sell phones. I just get in arguments with them all the time. I let them know, like, you can buy one phone. And they're like, oh, I want to buy as many as I can. It's like, yeah, well, no, we're not... Yeah.
As many as you can. It happens to be one.
Yeah, it's... our responsibility is not to your customers.
Okay, what...
I'm sorry.
I don't want to get into store policy, but what happens if I go in there and I say, I want to buy as many phones as I can, and you say that number is one.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, I buy the phone, and then I just come back in. Isn't that a new transaction?
No.
I've left, I've gone to my car.
I'll tell you now.
Come back. What if I come back tomorrow?
Then I'll sell you another phone tomorrow.
Seems I can do that every day.
Presumably
I have a job.
They can do it every day, but they're trying to hit as many stores as they can throughout the day. So it's cost, like, it's not cost efficient, because then they're not, like, the margins are so low, like, they have to buy as many as they can to try to sell as many as they can to make a day's worth of profit.
Are we going, but blowjobs, right? Is that the...
That's your best option, I guess.
Sell drugs?
Sell drugs!
Sell drugs, well, how do we forget about that? You gotta sell drugs.
Collect cans, I mean, do what you gotta do, man. Jobs suck.
And I know this is gonna be left field here.
Mm-hmm.
Get a job. like that's all, like, I like how this person, he doesn't want a job so much that he had to ask random people on the internet, how do I make money without getting a job? How about just get a job? I worked with this guy once who would work for like 9 months and live like a poor person. He would just stay over people's houses, work for 9 months, save every penny, and then just live like a happy life for like another 6 months. I was like, man, that's not gonna work forever. But for right now, that seems
like a
great solid.
There's a book called Vagabonding, where that's that person.
Whoa, whoa.
What?
Whoa, we are an LGBTQ friendly show. You can't use words like that.
Vagabonding?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shit. Yep. Yeah, you did it again.
I didn't
again.
Know what the hell you're talking about. Anyways.
No, that's a small joke.
He really, yeah, way, that's so a terrible, terrible joke.
you know what? Two people fucking laughed at it, and that's all I need.
He's, yeah, that's what he promotes. He's like, if you want to go travel, just work some shit job for 6 months.
What is a freegan? Is that the same?
The person who, like, just, I don't know, eats free vegetables? Like, I don't know, they go dumpster diving for vegetables?
For vegetables?
Vegan? Freegan? I don't know.
Right. You know what? It sounds worse and more annoying than a vegan, so I'm out. All right, next question.
I have no idea. Go for it.
Is wrestling fake?
Like, it's scripted, if that's the question. Is it fake? No. It's real in my heart. It will forever...
It's as real as any other form of entertainment.
Yeah.
It's as real as a movie. It's as real as a television. But I don't know. I'm like, did you see the tampon thing? Have you seen that?
What tampon thing?
Oh, breaking news. So there's a lady wrestler who decides that during a match she was going to remove a tampon and shove that in the mouth of her opponent.
All right. All right.
And people are giving them shit. But here's what she does. I forget her name. Probably, well, you'll see her because anytime an independent wrestler does something stupid, they become famous and rich for the next 6 years.
Yeah.
But her whole thing is like, why does the guy with the dick, Joey Ryan, why is he hilarious, but I'm gross because vaginas are gross and dicks are great? No, idiot, because what you did is gross. That's why. It's blood. We're talking blood. He's got a dick. It's different. It's different.
I'm totally fine with it.
I'm fine with it, 100% too. I don't give a shit.
If the other wrestler's down for it, if she's like, hey, I'm going to do this move on you, and the other girl's like, fuck it, let's do
it. Well, and going back to this question, it's fake, so she has to be down with it.
Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they just do shit. I mean, that's a weird thing.
Watch the clip.
But also, there's a movie, there's this weird movie about a girl and her husband who, like, moved to Portland, and then he dumps her, and she knows nobody, and then she, like, sees the girl he dumped her for, and she was on her period, so she walks by her in the grocery store and then wipes her period blood all over her face to get back at her. And that's done in an entertainment standpoint, and wrestling is no different. That is a prop in a storyline that you can use, and I'm perfectly okay with it.
I wish that would never happen in any form of entertainment, fake or real, documentary. Okay. I don't care. No, that's all gross. I'm not good with blood, like, in general. Like, I just don't like
what, what's the difference blood. Between that and then, like, you know, cutting yourself open in a wrestling match?
I don't know. It's gross.
Feels different, though?
It's
gross. It feels different?
It does.
Okay.
It does. Like, if some dude took out his dick and just peed blood on you, that would be just as gross.
Okay.
Also, a little more frightening.
To feel pee blood.
So is wrestling fake? Yeah.
It's like he drinks a lot.
It's just wrestling's fake. And by the way, for all you people who are not wrestling fans, shut the fuck up. We know. We've always known. It always have known. We do not like it because we think it's real. In fact, the reason
I don't.
It's
fake, right?
The reason I don't watch the UFC is because it's real. I don't like it. I don't want to see 3-minute anythings. I would like to go and see a storyline. No.
I don't like the UFC because it pretends it's real still. Like, yeah. It's not real in the sense that, like, they're fighting for who's the best. The matches are made because they make what'll make the most money. Like, this person's not necessarily the best fighter, but he can sell the shit out of a fight. Yeah. And that's who they're promoting. And that's fine, but stop fucking demanding that you're the real sport, because you're not. When Chael Sonnen keeps getting championship matches after losing because he can fucking sell a match.
I don't know who that is.
He's a fighter who got, like, busted for real estate fraud, but then turned on the people he was doing it with, so he got it off scot-free, and then he's failed, like, 3 drug tests in a row, so they just move it to another state.
I know.
And he fights again, and you're like, no, I'm done.
Here's how much I know about the UFC. Uh-huh. I know Conor McGregor, and everyone else is currently in the WWE. That's the only two people I knew that were it.
Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey?
That's it. Yeah. I don't know anyone else. Don't care to. Probably will never watch it. I don't know. I'd rather watch boxing than UFC, honestly, but I don't watch that anymore either. All right, next question. How can I stop phone scammers? I have a victory over these people. So a couple weeks ago, I got a phone scammer call, right? But this one was different. Normally, it's a guy who's clearly never touched United States soil before, and it's like, my name is Greg. He's like, no, your name's not Greg. You don't sound like a Greg. But, and I never fall for it, and I always, I keep him on the line enough to fuck with him, and then and that's it, right? These guys got me. They called my brother to look for me.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that sounds legit. They told me I was going to be sued. And I still didn't believe them, right? But I'm going, and they give me information that is legit. And I'm like, how the fuck?
What kind of information?
They talked about a bank account that I had in 2007.
Okay.
And my memory, not so great. I do know I was with that bank in 2007. What they're saying could have been true. So I was trying to take care of they got me, right? Until I kept them on the phone for so long, and they finally got to the pay me in gift cards bullshit. And I'm like, so it hurt me.
So wait, I can get rid of this lawsuit with a $25 iTunes gift card?
So they said that they were going to send someone to my house.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
And if I paid them, they would cancel lawsuits. Like, you can't cancel a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. If they're coming to my house, you've already filed a lawsuit. But because they fooled me, I felt the need to not let this go. So I called these motherfuckers every single day for like a week. And now if I call, my number is blocked. They blocked me. So I feel like it's
a win. Give me that number. I'm going to try calling it.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it to you.
Yes.
As soon as we're done with it, I'll give it to you. And I'll put me on the... Oh, okay. Yes.
All right.
We'll record all of that shit, too. But I want them to just admit that they're thieves. That was my goal. My goal is not to annoy them so much they got rid of me, which I take that as a small victory. I want them to just say, I'm a thief. Because they would never... They would. I was like, give me proof that you're a company. A website, a Twitter account, an address, something. And they're like, we can give you all the proof you want after you pay us. No. Give me anything. I was like, where do you go to work? He's like, where do you go? Where do you clock in?
Where are you at right now?
Where do you go? If I wanted to mail you a candygram, where would I go to do that? I can't give you that. You can't tell me where you're from. I'm trying to pay you. I'll pay you right now. Where are you located? You can't tell me? That seems suspicious to me. I want him to tell me he's a thief. What's the question?
Stop phone scammers.
You can't. You cannot stop them. They're going to be there forever. Just fuck with them. Try to waste as much of their time as you can so they can't steal from old people. Are we moving on to emails?
Yeah, let's do emails.
All right. Moving on to emails. If you have a stupid fucking question and you want us to help solve your miserable problems, you can send us an email at accidentallifecoach@yahoo.com. Let's do those emails.
Here we go. Hey, guys. My name is Chris. I
forgot this.
And I just started my first job, and I hate it.
Well.
I work at a movie theater after school. My boss is a bitch. And she makes me clean the bathrooms every single day.
Oh, no. She makes him work at work?
I like having my own money, but fuck this. Mm-hmm. Should I quit?
Yeah.
My parents will be pissed, but what can they do?
The
job sucks, but free movies is pretty dope. From Chris.
Okay, I will say this. That's one of those jobs I never had that I really fucking wanted.
Yeah, I got interviewed, I think, 3 different times in a movie theater, and I never got it.
And I do know for a fact that everyone who's ever worked at a movie theater fucking hates it and hates all the people and eventually hates movies. I still kind of want to do it.
I want to do it.
But like, this guy is complaining because they make
him clean the bathrooms. Yeah, you got to clean the bathrooms. It happens. I've cleaned the bathrooms at my place. Plus, you're new. You're probably getting the shit jobs until you're no longer the new guy.
Plus, when you grow up to be an adult, you will own a bathroom.
You gotta clean it.
Yeah, guess who cleans that shit, idiot? Yeah. And your movie theater job's not gonna pay for a maid, so you're gonna have to clean it one way or
the other. Maid. You're going to have to clean this fucking bathroom.
No doubt in my mind, his boss is a bitch, though.
I mean, they're all.
Yeah, fucking, most bosses are bitches. Man or woman, bitches. Mm-hmm. Okay, when I, like, my very first job was at Taco Bell, and I remember, like, I had, like, my teenage years, they were spent, like, playing Nintendo, and that's it. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have any chores, because my dad is kind of like me. He's real OCD about stuff, so, like, even if I offered to, like, mow a lawn, he would just re-mow the lawn right after I did. So I never had any chores. I never did anything, so when my parents forced me to get a job, and believe me, they forced me. I didn't even go on an interview. My mom knew a guy who managed a Taco Bell, and she just said, you're working at Taco Bell. You start on Saturday.
How old were you?
16. I was like right at the age, right?
Fuck.
So, but I go there, and day one, all I did was sweep, and I cleaned off tables for 4 hours. Not that hard, not that long. Hated my fucking life. I went home. I went home and I was like, I got to do this again in 8 hours, 12 hours. Oh. I got to come back in 12 hours. But for 6 months, I worked there and I just swept the parking lot and did the dishes for six straight months. Mm-hmm. I never said a word to anybody. I said, hello. They said, do some dishes. And I said, okay. Silence. Not even a, like,
the best employee they've ever
not
had.
Not even on my break did I even, like, have a conversation with someone. Just nothing. Until one day I show up, and every day's the same. Every day, hello, you want to do some dishes? Sure, go in. Every day's the same for 6 months. So I get there, hello, want to do some dishes? No! I flipped, I said, no! And then I was like, oh, no, I'm kidding, I'll do the dishes.
I guess.
I just got tired of saying... They thought I was an insane, crazy person. I was going to flip out and shoot everyone, I think, for a while. I was just trying to be... come on, after 6 months, we do the same shit? I can't flip out a little bit? I'll do the dishes. Just want to...
Yeah, the flip out is scary.
I realize it now. Because, I was complete silent, and then I just yelled at my boss.
No!
No!
You're like some fucking bullshit... performance art just not going well.
But I will say this too. What's his name? Kyle?
Chris.
Chris, your parents can't do anything. Like, if you... Here's my...
Like, what are they going to do? Yeah. They'll just not give you any money or anything you want.
That's the other thing that pissed me off about my parents. They forced me to get a job, right?
Yeah.
Forced me to. And then continued buying everything I wanted for me.
How dare they?
No,
how dare they?
What kind
of complaint is that?
I get it.
I got to keep all my money that I had.
I get it. It was a sweet situation.
Very upset by it.
Because the reason for me working, they gave me, it was not to learn responsibility. It was not to develop a work ethic. It was so you can pull your own weight around the house.
And just then, to get your ass out of the house. To be honest. Yes.
That is what it was. But they still had my brother kicking around. He didn't get a job for 2 years. I'm just saying, you still have to deal with him. Since we're helping people,
mm-hmm.
honest advice is they can't do anything. How old is he? Did you say how old he was?
I'm guessing between the 16 and 18 year old.
Well,
range,
if you're not 18, they're not going to do shit. My suggestion is to do this: get fired.
Yeah.
All you got to do is not do a good job. By the way, you get free. You're in
free
high school.
Free movies, man.
Yeah. And by the way, I was at a place where I was a manager,
mm-hmm.
and no one had more power at that place than high school students. I couldn't tell them shit. I couldn't make them do shit. They have to be out of work, like on the dot, on time, or that's like a lawsuit situation, like legal things. This kid's got the power. All he has to do is be a shitty employee. All he wants. Or, and I don't recommend this, but... your grades slip, they won't let you work. So there's lots of ways to get out of this job. My suggestion is, quit. Your parents aren't going to disown you. What if they did? What if they gave his ass up for adoption? Because, hey,
yes,
people 17. Always assume you give your shit up for adoption when they're babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible to, like my daughter, over my daughter's bed, I have a receipt. And I was like, I can afford an Xbox if I get rid of you. I just want to let you know. 10 years ago, I made a choice. And it's not a sure thing yet. So, you know.
Was that one joke? It was like, I support abortion up to 72 months.
I mean.
Just, it's it.
If I have to pay for them, I should be able to kill them if I want to. Not that I'm going to. I should just be able to.
All right.
Manslaughter. Just knock it down to manslaughter. Child slaughter.
You're so proud.
Quit your job.
It's terrible.
Quit your job.
I don't know why they, like. I think if you go into the movie theater interview and you're like, dude, I love movies. I want to be a part of this system. They're like, fuck this guy. We just want somebody to fucking serve some popcorn.
Yeah.
Upsize the goddamn soda.
You should go in and say, I love cleaning toilets.
Like, yo, dude.
And I love vacuuming weird multicolored carpet.
Is this the movie theater interview? I guess I can work here. Who gives a fuck?
I love changing tiny light bulbs. I fucking love it.
Do it.
It's my favorite.
All right. Next one up.
Next one.
My daughter and I have always had a strong relationship.
Aw, sweet.
But I find the older she gets, the less she needs me.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely doesn't want me around as much. My question is there anything I can do in this situation? Will she eventually come back around to being my little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Should I just get a cat? Greg.
Okay, I can answer the last part.
Get the cat.
Don't get the
get
cat.
Get the cat.
No, don't get the cat.
Get the cat.
Don't get the cat.
Get the cat.
I
saw two cats on my way home today. I think I want another cat.
You're a cat lady. You're turning into a fucking cat lady.
You know the story. I've had the cat give birth on me. I mean, that's a special relationship you can have with a certain species that
I don't know about
is
that.
Amazing.
Okay, so I can't answer this question because
there's no way. You're going.
Well, I mean, my daughter's 10, right?
You're not going through this yet.
A little bit. Like, she wants her independence. She wants to be away from me a little bit. But that's not a problem because, like, your kids. I'm going to sound like a terrible person here.
You just earlier wanted to kill kids.
Not mine, just kids in general.
Well, you said they had to be yours.
Okay, here's the thing. What? Here's the thing. Your kids require all of you, all of your attention, all of your time from, like, when they're babies and whatnot. They're constantly there, right? And then when they finally start to get a little bit older, like my kid, and they don't need you as much, and they don't want you around as much, you start to feel a little sad about it. And I do too. Like, when my daughter would rather go in her room, close the door, and watch YouTube than play a game with me or something, I get a little sad, but also I get a little dad time. I get a little alone time. They grow. But here's the problem with being a parent. I am an expert. I am perfect in every way in raising a child up to the age of 9 and a half. I'm a fucking useless moron every day until that day's gone. That's what, like, your first kid, right? And last. This will be last. No more kids. But it's like you. No one's a good parent. I'm only a good parent up to the point my daughter is. Like, all this shit before. Like, I could change diapers with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
That's the preferred way to do it, actually. but I can do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Perfect. But 11-year-old, I have no idea. It's a brand new thing. I'm stupid. So I don't know what to expect. And this guy, I don't know. Sounds like she's a normal kid to me.
Yeah.
She's
growing apart. That's just what happens. They're not going to come back.
I look at it like this. Every time I get a little upset that my daughter doesn't want to spend time with me anymore, I look back and, like, did I ever choose to spend time with my parents when I was 10? And I'm like, no. Any chance I got to fucking vacate their home, I would get on my bike and leave because I'm not hanging out with my dad at 10.
Yeah, and then I think most of the reason you hang out with your parents at such a young age, they're taking you to cool things.
Yeah.
They're the ones they're the only ones that can be responsible for having those types of events available.
Yeah.
So that's why you're hanging out. And then that's up to that person. You got to try to make as many memories as you can.
Yeah.
Try to entice that person, like, "Hey, you want to go do that one thing you really like?"
That's the thing. What me and my kid do, we have a few things that only me and her do.
Yeah.
And she doesn't do it with anyone else, and that's kind of like our thing. And as long as you have that thing, then she can go in and watch all the YouTube and ignore the shit out of you all she wants because you have the one thing.
Yeah.
But also, you don't want to be that parent where it's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing?" It's like they're gonna hate you anyway. But they're gonna hate you quicker if you don't leave them the fuck alone. Especially if it's a girl. Like, I feel like a girl would like to get rid of their father quicker. Then maybe a son and a father would, maybe.
I can see that.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Look at that. We're good parents. Go ahead.
I don't even have kids.
Well, you're good. You're a good almost dad.
Dear ALC Podcast.
That's us.
Here's the issue.
Uh-oh.
My husband and I decided to quit smoking together. As far as I know, he hasn't smoked since. But I have cheated. A lot. And she hasn't smoked either. I work at a bar where everybody smokes. It's very hard to be around it without partaking. Any tips on how to quit smoking, and should I feel like a total hole for lying to my hubby?
A total hole?
Total hole. Total a-hole. No, okay. The A's on the other side.
Okay.
For lying to my hubby. Your fan, Crystal.
Well, Crystal, you should feel like a total a-hole for calling him your hubby, because that drives me nuts.
Why not? Why?
It just drives me nuts.
Somebody says, "Hey, that's my hubby."
Yeah, I hate it. It bugs me. Wifey also bothers
Wifey
me.
Wifey and hubby, yeah, I don't like that
bothers me. You know what's worse, though? When they call each other mother.
I don't
know. Oh, that's... Listen, you need to tell someone to stop doing that if they
do. So I have his friend, and, you know, he's not with his ex.
His mother.
Yeah, he's not with his ex anymore, but they had a kid together.
Right.
And he's telling me this story about, like, going to this A's baseball game, and he's like, "Yeah, mom bought tickets." And I was like... "Your mom bought you tickets? His mom lives like in Arkansas." And I'm like, "Your mom bought you tickets?" "No, no, her mom will." "Just call your ex-mom? What the fuck?"
Wait, hold on. Did he call his ex-girlfriend
mom?
But like, not his ex-mother-in-law, his ex-girlfriend?
His ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Called her mom.
Well, your friend, he's your friend?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a fucking disgusting asshole. He's a pervert, like, he's gross, he's weird.
Yeah, he's all, mom bought those tickets. I was like, wow.
Oh, holy shit.
Mom.
You want to know why maybe the relationship didn't work out? Because you're a fucking weirdo. Don't do that. What's the question here? Oh, the smoking thing.
The smoking thing. Yeah, you got to be honest. Like, if you're smoking and he's really struggling, like, because he's making it, but he's maybe not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, why is she so calm over there? Because she just fucking lit one up at work.
Also, he probably knows, right? He probably knows that she's smoking. Is it really hard to hide?
No, if he knows, he's bringing it up. He's like, you fucking smoking? Unless he's also, like, smoking on the side.
That's
yeah.
the thing.
He's like, oh, shit. All right, we're both doing it. We're just going to smoke and not tell each other. That's fine.
Let's not rock the boat on me away with smoking here.
And if they're not smoking around each other, they're really cutting back on the smoking, which is a good first step.
Yeah.
You can't achieve perfection at the beginning, man.
I tell people that I've kicked the addiction of cigarettes. But as you can see, I'm still currently chewing Nicorette for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I prefer the gum.
But you smoke a cigarette here and there, right?
Yeah, no? I do. Yeah. Every once in a while. But I was smoking a pack a day at least.
Yeah.
And then I switched to the gum. But that's not... I'm still addicted. I didn't quit anything. I still get nicotine into my body every day. I'm lying to anyone I tell I quit smoking, because I quit the act of smoking, but I did not quit the act of taking in that old sweet nick, that sweet nicotine into my... Love it. It's becoming I sleep with it now.
Yeah, well, I've never, like, been a smoker. Like, at my... Like, I've had a cigarette here and there,
mm-hmm.
but at my worst, I can go through a pack in a year.
Have you ever done this situation where you for a significant other or with a significant other you're quitting or trying to, like, a diet sometimes people do, or the cigarettes as often?
No, with the girlfriend from a few months ago, big weed smoker, so I had to start smoking a lot of weed.
I had to start smoking,
which is
a lot,
like,
of weed.
For me, like, I would partake every once in a while. As you know, I just give away the weed that is given to me.
Yes, you do. And you're generous.
I have some more.
You're a generous
just
man.
Let me know if you need it. I got some the other day.
You know what? Here's what kind of an addict I am. I don't need it,
uh-huh.
but I'll take it in case you run out, because I don't want to be caught. I don't want to be caught without it.
So yeah, and like, I just remember, like, in the midst of that relationship, thinking like, oh, this is all, like, that's changing in my life is that I'm smoking more weed? It's not that bad.
When my ex was pregnant, she couldn't do... Like, I made this mistake that a lot of people do. I was in this guy's situation, or this girl's situation, where I was like, okay, you can't drink. And she didn't smoke, but I was like, you can't drink, right? So I'm not going to drink either.
Okay.
And I also worked at a bar at the time where literally I was drinking every night. Like, I told her, like, so I was like, no, I'm not going to drink either. And then there were some issues with the pregnancy. So her doctor said, you know, you can't, here's a list of shit you can't eat anymore. And I'm like, those are all the things I really like eating. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to drink anymore because you can't drink.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to eat that stuff.
Around you.
Well, I it changed, because after about a week of that, I was like, I'm just not going to eat it around her.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going to drink around her. And then one day she caught me smoking weed, right? And when I say caught, I mean I get up and walk away, and she says, where are you going? I say, I'm going to go smoke. And she says, what's the deal? I was like, no, you don't smoke weed.
You're not giving this up.
Yeah, she doesn't. She didn't give it
You've
up.
You've never given this up. Yeah.
I quit drinking around you.
You quit these items.
Yes. The things that you...
The
like,
weed is not on there.
You also don't jerk off every day. So I continue to do that. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You also are able to finish a movie without a nap. I'm still... That's what I did the entire pregnancy, by the way. We would put a movie on. 4 minutes in, I would be passed out. And then I would wake up toward the end going, no, I like the lake house. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Wait.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I
Sandra Bullock.
I forgot what I get.
I never watched it.
I saw the first 4 minutes of The Lake House and the last 15 minutes of Premonition, and I'm like, it's the same thing. That's probably what they're doing. Keanu's in that car.
So what happened with that? She just said, like, her mind was like, you have to stop smoking weed?
No, she didn't give a shit.
Okay.
I was in my head about the whole thing. She's like, I don't know why you're not drinking. makes no sense. All like, right. like she was under the impression if I were pregnant, she would still be getting drunk all the time because why? What's to stop me? So I, when the, by the way, I made the big, big mistake. I was like, when, once my baby is born, I'm not going to smoke weed anymore.
All right.
I am not going to smoke cigarettes anymore. Cold turkey. I'm not going to drink anymore. Got to get my head straight.
Yeah.
That lasted until I heard the first cry. And then I had to light the cigarette. You can't quit that shit. When
in the most stressful situation of your life, right?
I was constantly shaking. It's like, it's got to... Okay, I'll smoke cigarettes, but the rest of it, no. And then 2 weeks later, I'm going to have a beer once in a while. I mean, I got to cool off a little bit. But no, definitely no weed. And then it's like, eh, she's almost walking. I'll smoke. that's not a lot. Not a lot can go wrong here. So, you should feel kind of like an asshole for lying, right? Anytime you're lying to your significant other, you should feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
So don't.
Like, I don't, like, because for the whole weed thing, I don't smoke a whole lot. Do you know what I'm tired of? High as fuck people coming in and shopping, asking me questions, having a ball with their stupid ass questions. Like, they're giggling like, yo, bro, what's this? What is this? Ha ha ha. It's like, all right, you're high. Go enjoy that. Get the fuck away from me.
You know what you'll never see me do while high?
Out in public?
Anything. You'll never see me high. Yeah. You've seen me high once, I think.
I don't go hang out high.
Do you remember what we did when the only time we were both under the influence of marijuana? Do you remember the only... I gotta say, out of the two of us, one of us was holding this shit together a little bit better than the other. That's what I can say. I have a memory of this.
Were we recording with two other people?
We were.
Okay.
And we went for a walk.
Yes.
And, like, I remember three of us were walking on a sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
And one of us was walking, like, off the sidewalk in the bike lane.
Okay.
And for some reason, you had a problem with this. You mentioned it specifically. We're going to get in trouble if you do that.
If you were walking in the bike lane?
I wasn't. Kyle was walking in the bike lane. And you had a problem with it. You thought that it was going to draw attention to us because he was walking in the bike lane. Also, I don't know if it was you. I know it wasn't me, but we were, for some reason, we were in a parking lot and we were throwing a football around.
Yeah, they had a football in the back of their car for some reason.
But one of you two threw the ball and it slammed into the door of a trailer that was in the parking lot. And we were giggling like idiots. Little did we know, the reason the trailer was there is because they were setting up the Christmas tree lot and people were fucking sleeping in the trailer, and we were the most obnoxious assholes in the world.
Yeah, but we didn't know that people were in there, and we didn't go out seeking interaction with people.
Well,
we
to,
were just,
to be fair,
we
I
were
was,
just the four of us hanging around a park getting high.
To be fair, I was so high I didn't realize that was a trailer. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I don't know, but someone... Yeah. Fucking like you were in the goddamn Super Bowl. One of you just fucking threw the ball as hard as you possibly could at the trailer. Don't get it. 1 second you're afraid that we're walking too close to the street. The next second you're punting a fucking ball into somebody's living room. Anyway, drugs are good, and you should do them. a lot of drugs are good, though.
This guy had a baby, though. He was, like, walking around, like, and he couldn't, like, hold the game that he was buying. And
the guy,
questions
okay.
about it. And I'm like, dude,
yeah.
Why are you high right now? Why do you have a baby? Like, apparently the mom was in the bathroom or something, but it's like, you're fucking high as shit right now.
I don't like the people who think marijuana is, like, the greatest thing of all time. Like, they'll post things on Facebook like, look at this house made entirely of cannabis. It's like, yeah, wood, bricks. Dude, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why? Smoke it. That's what I do with it.
Yeah.
It's good that way. All the other shit. I could make a rope. You can make some rope out of it. Other than that, it's like, nah, man, you could drive a car made out of weed, and you can have sail away in a boat. Man, no, it's just weed. It's not the greatest thing ever. You know what's better than weed? Chili dogs. Chili dog, granted, weed makes them better, but chili dogs as is, better than weed.
Yeah, I can go for chili dog.
I can usually go, I've had an abnormally large amount of hot dogs in the last 3 days.
Really?
I think I've had like 6 hot dogs in 3 days. That's a lot of
hot dog in like a few weeks. I think it's been a few weeks.
We're living two different worlds.
I think it was my friend's kid's birthday. He made like hot dogs and hamburgers. It was very delicious.
Classic. Very good. This is the first year where I will not have to spend my birthday at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Do you share your birthday with somebody else?
My nephew's birthday.
Same day?
Same day.
And you go to Chuck E. Cheese?
So for the last 2 years, I've had to... Listen, I don't... I don't celebrate my birthday. Like, I don't have a party or anything. Uh-huh. I don't care.
It's changing this year.
We're having I just want to just be left alone, basically.
Nope.
Not left alone so much, but I just don't want problems.
Gotcha.
Right? So I don't... It's not that I don't... I want to be celebrating my birthday, but I really don't want to be at your birthday on my birthday. Like, it's really annoying. Yeah. Like, if you were to ignore me on my birthday, I don't care. But if I'm having to go and wear a stupid hat and watch you open presents and eat cake on my birthday, that's really fucking annoying. And then you add 1,000 little children running around. I almost killed myself last year just because, just so I wouldn't have to go to the party. I realized I could have just made it up an excuse.
So why don't you have to do it this year?
They switched the party. They're having like a dual, because my niece's birthday is like 2 weeks away.
Oh,
so now they're having a dual birthday party on her birthday instead of his.
Still Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know. Somewhere. I don't mind the whole Chuck. I don't mind it. It's just on my birthday. I wouldn't really want to be.
I remember our friend Kyle, who was part of that little get together we talked about earlier.
The Weed Brigade, yeah. I think he was one of the.
His birthday is the day after mine.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great because sister him like a big birthday party 1 year at.
And your birthday is March 27th.
It is not. It is not. So anyway, he.
June 4th.
Nope. So he had the his birthday thing, and so all of our friends, both of our friends, are all there.
September 8th.
No, and we have the whole party, and like I would always hang out with Kyle and sis at their apartment, and like so we're hanging out after that party.
May 8th?
No. Drinking the like tequila and different stuff that he had gotten for his birthday. I was like, sweet. It was like really fun moment where like about halfway through that night and we're hanging out at his place and he's all, dude, when's your birthday? I'm all, it was yesterday.
August 3rd.
Nope. You've in your answers, you've said the right month.
Mm-hmm.
And the right day.
August 8th.
Nope.
Is it August?
Nope.
Is it March?
Yep.
March 28th.
Nope.
March 8th.
Nope.
March 1st.
Nope.
March 2nd.
Nope.
March 8th.
Nope.
When's my birthday?
I don't know.
It's January 21st.
Sweet.
Yeah.
March 3rd.
I never said 3rd, did I?
No, you said 3rd. You said August 3rd.
Oh. Hey.
You never said 1st, but then you threw 1st in there.
All right, well, we'll celebrate all of it. We'll have a joint birthday. Let's have our birthday parties on the show in February. Let's do that. February 15th. Is our birthday.
All right.
That sounds good. That way I don't have to fucking remember your shit and you don't have to remember mine. And we just have one day. Boom. Birthday. I'll bring pie because fuck cake.
I like cake. I like cake without frosting. You know what I like? Carrot cake with banana pudding on top.
I've never had it, but...
Surprisingly good.
I don't even think you... I don't think you need surprising. I think those two things sound pretty damn good. Yeah. Surprising would be like, no, you got to dip your asparagus in this yogurt. It's good. It's surprising.
Well, like, carrot cake, I've always liked carrot cake, but I always found, like, whatever, like, white frosting they use too rich, and I'm like, I'm not a fan of it. And chocolate and stuff don't really go with it. Coconut, nothing goes with it. But, like, banana pudding, and I remember 1 year, my grandma asked me what I wanted. I'm like, dude, I want some carrot cake and banana pudding. And she's like, on top of it? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And it was great. Still
okay,
great.
So I think the show's been over for like 15 minutes. We've been talking about
That's
cake.
Fine, man. We're catching up.
Hey, one more week to get in your review. If you want to review the show, help us out, get a chance to win a free T-shirt, go to your iTunes.
Do you already have the T-shirts made?
No, I order them once we get them all done.
Okay.
And then, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. You have to write words, though. It could seriously just be any random keys, but if you don't actually write a review, I won't be able to see who actually left the 5-star rating, so do that. We already got a bunch. We'll read them next week. And if you would like us to solve one of your stupid problems, how would they do that, Jinx?
You can email us at accidentallifecoach@yahoo.com.
That's correct. Anything else to add before we go? I think I think this was our worst job at actually solving problems.
Yeah, well...
I don't care.
Well, the problems were weird, and, like, the smoking thing, like, I don't know if we really answered it other than just, like... Like, because you're already cutting back. You're fine. Like, just try on your own. If you partake once in a while and you slip up, don't beat yourself up about it.
I don't think that was a question. I think the question was, should I feel bad about lying to my husband about it?
No.
You should. You're lying. Anytime you're lying to your husband or wife, you should feel bad. I mean, not anytime, because, I mean, sometimes that dress does make your ass look big. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you're misleading your husband or wife on any level, yes, you should feel bad about
that. There's that. And then we're telling that guy to quit our dream job.
Yeah, quit your dream job. Your parents.
Well, it's mine and Gary's dream job of working at a movie theater.
I'll go as far as to say, if any of you out there listening would like us to hire, like, would like to hire us to work at your movie theater, we will relocate. I will drive to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to Tampa and work at a movie
theater.
We have
to work the same shift, though. Like, we have to always be together.
I don't co-sign that.
Yeah, I do.
I'm fine with seeing you on, like, the way out, going, hey, enjoy your shift.
No. Together.
Forever.
So happy together. All right.
Bye.
Laters.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.